Alright, does anyone hate me yet? Well, I keep talking about how the first day is different from the rest. That continues here because today will be the longest that you ever have to listen to me face to face. Because today, the only thing we're doing in here is listening to me. So I just got done speaking for 75 minutes. I'll go even longer in here today, but don't think that's the norm. Usually I'll have a little bit to say, and then you'll have a procedure to do. You're not doing any procedure today. Before I forget, I have to tell you that you cannot have any food or drink in here. So you have the option of either keeping it in a bag the entire time, meaning not drink from it, or if you put your drinks in the shelves, I will let you take a drink if you go over there and drink there, put it back on the shelf. It's up to you, but it's one of the two only. All right, so if you have anything out, you can't have that. You can't put it on the floor either. You have to either put it in there or in a bag. Now, you've all gotten a laboratory manual from the boxes. Like I said, don't forget to bring those every time. Thankfully, you don't have to spend money on them like students used to. They're provided to you.
Thank you.
Not my doing. I say give them the profit. That's actually, you did pay for it by paying whatever you paid for lab fees, which is how much, by the way? Does anyone know? Is it a lot? I don't think it actually is a lot, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't have to pay it.
It's like 90 or 100.
Yeah, that's not much. Okay, there's a few things we need to do. One is that I wanted to talk about these other categories of scoring that are lab-related, so that's why I have the syllabus up here again. I've already talked about the exams upstairs. Below that on the list, you see pre-lab quizzes. Now, almost all of the pre-lab quizzes are truly pre-lab quizzes. Pre-lab means before lab, right? There's one exception to that, and that's the one that has to do with today's. I couldn't have that truly be a pre-lab quiz because we didn't start until today. But all of the other, and there's another reason it's an exception, the one for today, which is the metric system so-called pre-lab, is the only one that you'll ever do on paper. All right, so you get it on Canvas, but you have to print it out and do it on paper and then bring in the paper the next time. It'll be due right at 13 o'clock, the beginning. Just like upstairs signing in, it's due then. So come in the door and hand me your metric system pre-lab paper here. It's the only one that'll be done that way. The only one on paper, only one after the lab. All the rest of them are true pre-labs. But more specifically, it's not, you don't have all the way up until the lab period to get these done. They're electronically submitted on Canvas, and you might have already looked at them. They're up there already. Not every week has a pre-lab due, but you need to keep your eye on the schedule. And you shouldn't assume that the next thing in the book is necessarily the next thing you're doing. Keep an eye on what you're actually doing by looking at the schedule. But anyway, you're submitting these on Canvas, but no later than 23:59 the night before the lab meeting. So train yourself to get those done by Wednesday, hopefully even earlier. Because this is another source of easy points that you don't want to mess up. I see it happen. I've never had a term in which everyone submitted the pre-labs, even though they're almost free points. It's very conceivable for you to be able to get 100% on each of these if you give yourself more than 2 minutes before midnight to do them. Because it takes a little bit of looking through the manual and other things to do them. But they're pretty easy. All right? Don't forget to do them because they will disappear. They won't be available anymore after midnight on Wednesdays or on Mondays. I said Wednesdays before, I meant Mondays. Okay? But also, don't forget to do this metric system one for today on paper and hand it in next time. Anyway, pre-labs as a category, there's 14 of them that you have to do over the course of the term, and those collectively make up 13% of your grade. So individually, they're not all that much, but they add up to a fraction of your score that you can't blow off, obviously. You don't want to waste any points, like I said. Don't confuse pre-lab quizzes, though, with laboratory quizzes. Totally different category of points. And laboratory quizzes will be, for some of you, the second lowest scoring things. For some of you, the first lowest scoring things. Some people do even better on lecture exams than they do on laboratory quizzes. And I haven't figured this out. Other than to, I mean, the only thing I can think of for why people do so poorly on laboratory quizzes, not everyone does, but those that do, is that they don't treat quizzes for what they are, which is really just a miniature test, a miniature examination. So preparing for a laboratory quiz should be done the same way you prepare for a lecture examination. You just do it more often. And that preparation, like I was talking about upstairs, involves listening to recordings. So each week I'll make a recording. It'll be a shorter, well, today's a long recording, but usually it's a short laboratory recording. Don't blow that off. Use that to study, because just like all of my answers for lecture exams come from my lecture recordings, almost all of the answers from my lab quizzes come from my laboratory recordings. If you don't listen to those, you will struggle. And that's the only way I can make sense of it in my mind as to how these scores can be so low, because they're not difficult if you do bother to listen to the recordings. Okay, so realize that about laboratory quizzes. They're totally different from pre-lab quizzes. You do those on paper in here. But here's where punctuality really matters to your score, in addition to the attendance I've already talked about. There's no attendance in here, no sign-in sheet, because instead of signing your name on a sheet, you're going to be taking a laboratory quiz exactly at the beginning of the term, of the meeting. And you should always expect one. I have the right to say, okay, this week we're not going to do one, but I'm not going to tell you if or when that's going to happen. So expect, starting next week, every session to begin exactly at 1 o'clock with a laboratory quiz. And if you come in a couple seconds late, that's damaging. It shouldn't. No one should do that, because you were just upstairs a few minutes ago, right? It's not like you're driving across the valley to get here for a quiz. You're already here. But anyway, let me explain the penalty. If you're here on time, no penalty, obviously. If you are any fraction of a minute late, then it's 10% off of your quiz. That's intended to be disincentive. So treat it that way. Do what you can not to get here late at all. But that's up until 1 minute late, when it becomes 20%. So every next minute, or fraction of that next minute, is another 10% off. You show up 9 minutes late, that's 100% reduction in your score, so you won't even be allowed to take the quiz. Don't let that happen, because the scores themselves can be low, like I said, for whatever reason. You don't want to make them even lower with penalties. Everyone clear on that? There's 12 of those, 13% of your grade. There are three laboratory reports here, but don't freak out about these, because these are not full-blown formal lab reports like you might have in a chemistry course or a physics course. They don't follow a certain format. It's really just a matter of answering questions that are in a set of instructions that are in the manual. So each report has its own set of instructions, dedicated page in the manual. We'll talk about those individually when we get there. Each report, though, is about one of the weeks in here. We meet every week, but only three of those weeks do you have a report that you have to write up. And they get a little bit more valuable as we go, in hopes that your performance will improve and therefore you'll be rewarded with a better score that means more for two and three. But they add up to 9% of your grade. So that's a whole letter grade in a sense. And then we have the Connect homework. I actually talked about that already. 12 of those for 10% total. And then a practicum. Practicum is a noun that means practical examination. A lot of people call it a practical. It's actually, the noun is practicum. But anyway, if you've never had a practicum, it's just a test, but instead of sitting in one place writing your answers on a test like you would for a lecture exam, for instance, in a practicum, there is something that you're interacting with, stations set up that you go from station to station at and look at and answers questions about that station. That's going to be the last thing you do in this room. So you can kind of put it out of your mind for a while because the end of the term seems distant at this point, but it'll come up. Anyway, the practicum is all we do that last meeting in lab, and each of the stations will feature material from one of the weeks. So this is one reason why you need to remember what you did and, at least as importantly, why you did things the way you did, so that you can perform well on the practicum. I say this because in most weeks in the lab, the points that you're getting for the lab are done 10 minutes into it after the quiz is over. You have to stay, you have to do the stuff, but you're not going to get any points for doing it. There's nothing else you're going to hand in that day. You're just going to do the procedure. But you're going to make notes in your manual. You're going to hopefully remember what you did and why you did it for the sake of doing well eventually on the practicum. That's one reason. But another reason you need to know what you did and why you did it is for the following week's lab quiz. It's not enough just to listen to my lab recordings to do well on the quizzes. You also need to understand what you actually did that previous week, because I didn't mention this before when I was talking about the lab quizzes, but the lab quizzes are not fully multiple choice like the exams are. There will be some multiple choice, some short answer, whatever. And they're also not the same number of questions every week, but probably a good average number of questions is 8. I'm just guessing. Anyway, those questions, most of them will be about what you did the previous week. And those are the questions that will have the detail because you've already done that stuff and should know it. There might be one or two questions, though, on any given quiz that are about what you're doing that day to hopefully keep out clueless people. You should not come in clueless and say, "What are we doing today?" That's what the prelabs are about as well, to keep you from coming in clueless, because you work with each other. And everyone hates to have a partner who has no idea what they're doing that day. So don't do that. But don't do it also for the sake of your own grade. If there are any questions about the current day's activity on a laboratory quiz, those will be very broad. It won't be very specific stuff. But you won't know the answer unless you've read ahead and know what you're going to be doing that day. Clear enough? The first of these laboratory quizzes, by the way, which is a little bit less than a week from now, which will be about what I'm talking about for the rest of the time today, that is typically the lowest scoring one. I'm telling you this because I don't want you to get really discouraged if you get a very low score on the first quiz. I think it's probably because it's the only one that really involves any sort of mathematical manipulation, and a lot of people just have a hatred of math, unfortunately. I love math, but I recognize that not everyone does. Okay? But anyway, even if you do bomb that first quiz, it doesn't mean it's the end of the term. That happens all the time. And it doesn't have to happen. I have plenty of people do well on the first one. Okay, that's that. Any questions about anything on the whole course makeup at this point that you're still not sure of? Yeah.
So for the next homework,
well, they are more related to lectures, but they're their own separate thing, really. Now, I mean, the topics will be more lecture topics. There can be some overlap in lecture as well, but they are as much as possible set up to more or less coincide with the order of topics I'm going to deliver in the lecture room. And like I said, as far as the material is concerned, that's straight out of the publisher's e-text. That's where the answers are. So use that for that purpose. Anything else? Okay. Now, I forget who it was that asked about something being due today. The syllabus or Canvas lists an assignment already past due, right? Which is the first pre-lab. That's the safety one. Hopefully some of you have already done it, in which case you're all set. But it's no problem that's late, but you need to do that definitely before you come in next time for lab. I can't let you legally stay in the lab and therefore the course until you complete the lab safety pre-lab. Okay, that's an actual legal contract that you're signing implicitly by submitting that. And if you don't do that by next week, you'll be withdrawn. Don't let that happen. But because that's a pre-lab now, I don't have to go through a song and dance about lab safety, which I usually would do here. So that saves us a little bit of time. The only thing about lab safety is about the food and drink. Well, there's one more thing about lab safety. While it's still warm out, this can be a problem for some people. I also cannot let you be in here with open-toed shoes, except today. That's the only time I'll allow it. So, it's not a problem when it's colder, because people don't usually wear open-toed shoes. But if you don't want to wear closed-toed shoes all day, then you're going to have to bring some with you to lab. As a disincentive to doing that, if you do show up with open-toed shoes, then your quiz becomes a zero for that day. Okay? Don't let that happen either. Now, I think, unless there are more questions, that we can go on to the material today.